Robert Addy came to Syracuse from England in 1981 to teach at SU. 16 years later, he decided to leave the university and pursue stained glass art full-time, and he's been doing it ever since.
Some work is framed. We call those autonomous panels, because you put a nice wooden frame around it, and then people could hang those in a window. But I think most of my work actually is made to be installed in a window.
Addy has customers from across the country. He asks for exact measurements and photos of the space so he has a sense of the environment and lighting. That helps him and the customer determine the best combination of colors and patterns.
Selection of glass is one of the most important things that I do, because what I'm trying to do is create an impression. With glass, you don't have the fine sort of control that a painter has. So you pick glass that has the right kinds of texture, the right kinds of streakiness or whatever, color variation and so on.
Addy has bins and bins of glass sorted by size and color along a wall in his bright studio. Bits and pieces of glass cover the workbench. He calls them his palette. He says he uses a typical handheld glass cutter for some work, but most of the finer shaping is done with a diamond band saw. It's that kind of time and attention that Addy hopes Symphoria concertgoers appreciate when his talents are raffled off this evening. You see, there's no actual product to give away.
Instead of having a piece already made, it's a commission. So the winner will be able to come to me, and I'll treat them exactly like any other client. I'll work with them on design and figuring out what they need and where they want it in their house and all that sort of stuff, just like I would with a normal client. The only difference is they won't have to pay for it because they will have won it.
The work Addy will do is valued at $10,000, and the proceeds of the raffle tickets go right to Symphoria. Scott Willis, WAER News.